Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph, the second parak, El Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava said that when the Pasuk says, L'cho Avedas Achicha, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches L'rabos Avedas Karka, to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rava that a brisa supports his ruling. If one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, he should erect a barrier before them. Rava responded that this does not prove his position because it may refer to protecting bundles of grain in the field from damage. Although this would seem obvious, the case can be grain left attached to the ground to fully dry out, and one could think that they're considered like the ground and one's not obligated to protect them. Thus, the brisa does not prove that land is subject to a Shabbos Aveda. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one finds animals grazing near the road, they're not considered lost items because it's likely they were left this way. This implies if they were running by the road or grazing in a vineyard, they are considered lost since these situations are less safe. Now, this is contradicted by the next case, which states that a cow running in a vineyard is considered lost, implying that without one of these hazardous elements, it is not considered lost. Rava answers for the implied contradiction of an animal running on the road, Hada'apel Gabidavra. This case is where it's headed towards the field, away from the owner, and so it's considered lost. Hada'apel Gabimasa, the other case, is where it's headed towards the city, meaning its owner's location, and is therefore not considered lost. He resolves the contradiction regarding grazing in a vineyard by explaining that the implication that it is not lost pertains to Avedas Gufa, the loss of the animal itself, whereas the implication that it's a case of loss pertains to Avedas Karka, the loss of the land, meaning the animal's damage to the vineyard. In the former case, he's not required to protect the land because it belongs to a Gentile. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal even if it escaped numerous times because the Pasuk says, Hashiv tishivim, return, you shall return them. Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah, including shulchakein, loading and unloading packages on an animal, capital punishments, and returning collateral daily. The Gemara explains that the repetitive phrase haneg tanik, written by the obligation to give gifts to an eved ivri going free, teaches to give them even if the household was not blessed through him. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who holds he does not receive gifts in this case, the Gemara explains, Dibra Torah kolash mene adam. The Torah simply spoke in the language of men to stress through repetition and is not teaching any chiddush. The same answer is given for Rabbi Shimon regarding the repetitive phrase for lending, Havet Havitenu. Tosas says that they agreed that generally repetitive phrases teach a chiddush, and these cases are exceptions. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rava said that when the Pasuk says, L'cho Avedas Achicha, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches L'rabos Avedas Karka, to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rava that a brisa supports his ruling. Rav Maim Sheshofim Ubaim, if one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, he should erect a barrier before them. Rava responded that this does not prove his position because it may refer to protecting bundles of grain in the field from damage. Although this would seem obvious, the case can be grain left attached to the ground to fully dry out, and one could think that they're considered like the ground and one's not obligated to protect them. Thus, the brisa does not prove that land is subject to a Shabbos Aveda. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one finds animals grazing near the road, they're not considered lost items because it's likely they were left this way. This implies if they were running by the road or grazing in a vineyard, they are considered lost since these situations are less safe. Now, this is contradicted by the next case, which states that a cow running in a vineyard is considered lost, implying that without one of these hazardous elements, it is not considered lost. Rava answers for the implied contradiction of an animal running on the road, Hada'apel Gabidavra. This case is where it's headed towards the field, away from the owner, and so it's considered lost. Hada'apel Gabimasa, the other case, is where it's headed towards the city, meaning its owner's location, and is therefore not considered lost. He resolves the contradiction regarding grazing in a vineyard by explaining that the implication that it is not lost pertains to Avedas Gufa, the loss of the animal itself, whereas the implication that it's a case of loss pertains to Avedas Karka, the loss of the land, meaning the animal's damage to the vineyard. In the former case, he's not required to protect the land because it belongs to a Gentile. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal even if it escaped numerous times because the Pasuk says, Hashiv tishivim, return, you shall return them. Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah, including shulchakein, loading and unloading packages on an animal, capital punishments, and returning collateral daily. The Gemara explains that the repetitive phrase haneg tanik, written by the obligation to give gifts to an eved ivri going free, teaches to give them even if the household was not blessed through him. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who holds he does not receive gifts in this case, the Gemara explains, Dibra Torah Kolash Mani Adam. The Torah is simply spoken in the language of men to stress through repetition and is not teaching any chiddush. The same answer is given for Rabbi Shimon regarding the repetitive phrase for lending, Haveit Havitenu. Tosa says that they agreed that generally repetitive phrases teach a chiddush, and these cases are exceptions. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman relates to the law, and we use a judge in the Siman to make it more distinct. So here goes. The judge, who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who are darshing some repetitive phrases in the Torah. Once again, some motion. The judge, that must be one Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who was using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field, which reminds us, Rav has said that when the Pasuk says, L'cho avedus achicho, for any lost item of your brother, it teaches L'rabos avedus karka, to include loss of land in the commandment. One must save his friend's land from damage. Rav Chananya told Rav that a braisa supports his ruling. Rav Maim Sheshot from Mubayim, if one saw water which was flowing and approaching his friend's field, Isaac go to Bifnam, he should erect a barrier before them. Rav explains why this does not prove his position. So the judge who was using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, which reminds us the Gemara discusses when a running or grazing animal is considered an aveda. Rav explains, regarding an animal running on the road, where it's headed towards the field away from the owner, it's considered lost. Where it's headed towards the city, its owner's location, is not considered lost. So the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who were darshaning some repetitive phrases in the Torah, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one must return someone's animal, even if escaped numerous times, because the Pasuk says, Hashif tishivim, return, you shall return them. Rava was asked that perhaps the two terms should only require returning it twice, and he explained that the first term itself connotes returning even 100 times. The second term teaches that it may be returned without the owner's knowledge. The Gemara proceeds to explain the novelties taught by numerous repetitive phrases in the Torah. So once again, the judge who is using his judge's bench to erect a barrier to stop waters from flooding his friend's field noticed a lost cow that was running toward the field away from its owner, that just passed a group of judges sitting under a tree who were darshaning some repetitive phrases in the Torah. All right, so now it's time for a four ball back chazara, Daf Chav Zayin. So the Siman Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The traveling kazoo quartet, kazoo, that must more on Daf Chav Zayin. The traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazooer's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah wrote chamor in the pasuk. It teaches dafil chamor b'simani ha'ukaf, that even a donkey should be returned by the owner merely providing simaning of the saddle, which is sufficient proof that he owns the donkey as well. So the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazoo's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned because it was worth a prut at the times it was lost and then found, which reminds us two sources are brought excluding lost items worth less than a pruta. The Gemara argues that each time should agree that the other phrase also requires a pruta's worth at the other time when it's lost or when it's found, and concludes pruta shahukra vahuzla vachaz vahukra ikabanayu. The practical difference between them is an item worth a pruta, which depreciated and then appreciated, and was worth a pruta when it was lost and then found, but not in the interim. Rebuta requires it to be worth a pruta from the time of loss until it is found. So the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazooer's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned because it was worth a pruta at the times it was lost and then found, but could not agree if simanim were deraisa or derabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, simanim deraisa or derabanan, is the law to return lost objects based on providing simanim biblical or rabbinical? The nafka mina is whether we would return a get to a woman based on her providing simanim. Since this would enable her to remarry and it's not a mere monetary question, it would only be returned to her if it's biblically accepted evidence. Numerous proofs are offered and deflected. Daf Chav Ches. So the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches. Koach. The strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third raga, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Vad masai chai v'hachris, until when is one obligated to announce a lost item? Reb Meir says, Ad kadei sheyedu bo shechinav, until the neighbors know about it, which the Gemara explains to mean the area in which the item was found. Reb Yudah says it's announced for the three regalim, and then 7 days after the third regal, kadei sheyel chaveso shloshev, yachzer shloshev, yachris yom echot, so that the owner has 3 days to go home and check his possessions, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce his lost item, and it's simanim. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third regal, openly announcing he had found a cloak without fear that a rami would know the simanim, which reminds us, a Maraim discussed how a lost item is announced. Rav Yudah says, Avedasa Machris, he merely announces he found a lost item without specifying that it's a garment, for example, because Chayshin and Ramai were concerned about a dishonest person who may know the simanim of the owner's garment and may unlawfully claim it. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris, he announces he found a garment and we're not concerned about a dishonest person, Din Ken, and whatever so, because if so, there's no end to such concerns, meaning announcing a lost item would not solve the issue. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third ragel, openly announcing he found a cloak without fear that a Ramai would know the simanim, which reminded someone listening that he had fed the useless rooster he found for long enough, and it was time to sell it. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol davar she'osa va'ocha, any lost animal that works and eats, such as an ox, yaseh v'yocha, should work and eat from what it produces and not be sold. The davar she'ein osa va'ocha, but something that does not work but eat, such as a rooster, yemacher, should be sold, and the proceeds are returned to the owner, because the pasuk says, v'hashevoso lo, and return it to him, teaching re'e heich teshivenu lo, see how you will return it to him, that its cost will not exceed its value. Dav chavtes, so the simon dav chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on. Cot? That must be more daf chavtes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on, which reminds us, the Mishnah daf chavtes on the base discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold from the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish behen, the finder may use it. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva said, he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money, otherwise he would not be responsible for its loss. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold, right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses caring for someone's farm in his possession. Simcha says a new sefer should be rolled every 30 days, and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all farms should be rolled every 30 days. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold, right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara brings four additional rules when it comes to shaking out garments. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The elderly Rebbe, that must be one Daf Lamed. Malamed. The elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches regarding an Egel Arufa, Ignisu Arifka, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Badasha, and a threshed grain, Kasher, it's still fit for Egel Arufa. But if you joined it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. So, the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up. Which reminds us, a braisa darshan the pasuk v'salamta, and you hide from the lost animal, meaning ignore it. Teaching, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost item is in a cemetery, or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor, or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. So the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went. If Nimishur is a din, which reminds us, Rishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. Gemara asks that he was exempt as a zaken ve'eno lifi kvodo, and answers lifni mishur as a din hu David. He went beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Ochav Yerushalayim ela ashadanu ba'din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which duff do we discuss whether one can take tied pigeons that are found behind a wall? That's on duff. Chafe. Good. Number two. Which duff do we discuss when a running or grazing animal is considered a naveda? That's on duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number three. Which duff do we learn how to shake out garments that were found so that the shaking is beneficial for them? That's on duff. Chavtes. Good. Number four. Which duff do we have darshaning of repetitive phrases in the Torah? That's on duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number five. Which duff do we learn how zaken does not have to pick up a lost object if it does not befit his honor? That's on duff. Lamed. Good. Number six. Which duff do we discuss whether one may use the money from a lost item that was sold for the owner's benefit and if he's liable if it was stolen? That's on duff. Chavtes. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn about the importance of going with Nimi Shuras Adin? That's on Duff. Lamed. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you have Malchukas regarding a lost item worth a pruta which depreciated and then appreciated, whether it must be returned? That's on Duff. Chavzayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you have the question whether one is required to save someone's land from being ruined? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you learn that one can sell lost items which incur a cost to maintain? That's on Duff. Chavches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.